Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Meteorologist urges caution over wet summer forecast for Wyoming. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A new long-range weather forecast is predicting a wetter-than-normal summer across Wyoming, but meteorologist Don Day says residents should be cautious about putting too much faith in what he calls the green blob. According to Cowboy State Daily, weather website Open Snow recently released a summer outlook showing above-average precipitation across Wyoming and much of the western United States, largely tied to a developing El Nino weather pattern. Day says there is historical evidence that El Nino can bring wetter conditions to Wyoming during June and July, but he warns long-range forecasts are far from guaranteed, especially after Wyoming experienced one of its most unpredictable winters on record. Day also criticized the broad nature of the forecast, saying Wyoming's terrain and weather patterns are too diverse for one generalized outlook to accurately predict conditions statewide. He noted that while some computer models are showing encouraging signs for increased summer moisture, others are less convincing. Day says Wyomingites should remain cautiously optimistic, but avoid assuming the entire state will see widespread above-average rainfall this summer. Wyoming Trona Industry warns power shortages could stall growth. Wyoming's Trona and soda ash industry is warning lawmakers that limited access to electricity could threaten future growth in one of the state's largest export industries. According to Wildfile, industry representatives told lawmakers last week that Wyoming's Trona sector generates about $1.3 billion in exports each year, but expanding operations has become increasingly difficult because of power supply constraints. Industry spokesman Jody Levin said utilities may take up to 7 years to provide enough electricity for major expansion projects, a timeline he called unrealistic for business development. The issue comes as Wyoming also sees growing demand for proposed AI data centers, which could dramatically increase electricity consumption statewide over the next several years. Mining and oil and gas representatives are now asking lawmakers to consider loosening regulations to allow industries to develop their own third-party power generation instead of relying solely on traditional utilities. But utility officials warn the issue is complicated. Lawmakers and regulators express concern that allowing large industrial customers to separate from the existing utility system could eventually drive up rates for regular residential customers. The legislature Joint Corporations Committee plans to continue discussions on possible energy policy changes later this year. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.